Good morning, a Monday morning, and that is, of course, Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
The issue of the Amazon deal. A lot of pushback on this deal for the incentives and tax breaks, anywhere from $1.5 to $2.5 or more billion dollars, depending on what numbers you hear. And now we have State Senator Michael Gennaris, the leading critic of the deal.
Yeah, Mike Gennaris, who's Long Island City District, is where Amazon will be relocating or locating. He wants to put together a bill that would bar the state moving forward from entering into non-disclosure agreements like they had with Amazon when negotiating or putting in a bid for a deal. Amazon required anyone bidding to put in a non-disclosure agreement. GNR says that's not really fair to the taxpayers, that you only know what is on the table after it's been approved. He says that they should have a voice in it before it's approved, whether they want to spend, in this case, $3 billion or close to it, to bring Amazon to New York. He says he's going to put that bill in for the new legislative session that begins in January.
The governor says the New York's not going to pay any money.
The governor's argument is that basically most of it is tax breaks, that Amazon will pay corporate tax breaks and employee payroll tax breaks for every billion that the state receives in new revenue from Amazon. Amazon will get a $100 million break. So he's saying that's not money we're necessarily paying out directly. It's money we wouldn't have had anyway, and we're making a $900 million profit on every billion. He says he'd take that deal any time, but the critics, they're a lot more skeptical, to say the least.
Assemblyman Democrat Charles Barron of Brooklyn is, what, not celebrating the Democratic takeover of the New York State Senate?
No, Barron, who's known as a contrarian anyway, says he wants to take a wait-and-see approach. While many Democrats are saying that they see the chance now to pass a lot of legislation that was bottled up in the legislature because the Republicans held the Senate for all these years, Barron says, been there, done that. He says that a lot of stuff to help the poor communities, the minority communities, didn't go through the last time the Senate was held by the Democrats, which was in 2009 and 10. He also points to the same issues that didn't get addressed when both houses of Congress were Democratic under President Barack Obama, his first 2 years. So he says, while they celebrate getting committee chairmanships and bigger offices, I'll wait to see what they actually accomplish before joining in.
Airbnb, a sticking point in New York City, and the issue is the international conference where opponents will gather today in New York City to focus on regulating them.
Yeah, opponents from all over the world, from Australia, Japan, New York, you know, North America, South America, are coming in to talk about various ways to regulate the industry. We're seeing cities around the globe, whether in the U.S. or Barcelona, Spain, and elsewhere, trying to regulate Airbnb, so they're going to hold a conference to look at the best ideas to talk about it. Airbnb is going to fire back. They have a protest with their hosts scheduled for outside the conference. They're unveiling a new ad that basically hits the U.S. hotel industry, which is really against Airbnb. It's its chief competition. They have a new ad coming out saying that the U.S. hotel industry has had record profits over the last 5 years, including $77 billion last year, and they get government subsidies. So why are you trying to block people from sharing their homes and making a little extra cash? So that's going to happen. At the same time, Airbnb, one of their top officials, is saying it's time for a truce between the two sides. Maybe they see the writing on the wall about regulations, but they say we need to come together and make a deal where everyone could coexist.
Finally, Ken, John Flanagan will remain the New York State Senate GOP leader. The Republicans head into the minority. I guess he survives any blame for losing the Senate.
Yeah, they lost 8 seats. They lost control of the Senate by a lot, but he was reappointed, or will be, by his Republican conference. He beat out upstate Republican Kathy Young, despite some senators wanting an upstate or saying that there's only 4 Republican from downstate and that it should be represented by upstate, but he won 14-9. Big part of that is a lot of people within the Senate, they openly admit they're not big fans of Kathy Young. They didn't want to see her leader. Perhaps if someone else had tried it, they would have been successful. But Flanagan will go from majority leader to minority leader heading into the new legislative session.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us on Mondays. For more, head to nydailynews.com, and there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Ken, thanks.
Be well, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too.